Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004 in the series of Mera Baba, point number 44. Bab Dada has seen something amusing in many tasks. Baba will tell you something that happens in the family, because it is the family that is sitting here. When there is certain type of task, Bab Dada receives news. There are some tasks and programs that are specially for special souls. So the thought reaches Bab Dada and Dadis, because Dadis are instrument in the corporeal form. Your thoughts reach Bab Dada. What thoughts reach Bab Dada? My name should also be included in this. Am I any less? Why is my name not mentioned? So the father asks, why is your name not mentioned in Hey Arjun? It should be in that, should it not? Or should it not be included? Should it be included? Those sitting in the front, the Maharatis are sitting in the front. Should it be in that? Should it be? Father Brahma demonstrated this practically. He never looked at anyone, as to whether he was doing something or other. No, I first. You also were told earlier that there are many types of the royal forms of I. All of those types of I finish with this I. So the Bab Dada's hope for the completion of the season are that every child who calls himself or herself a Brahma Kumar or Kumari, who knows themselves as and who accept themselves as BKs, all you Brahmin souls should become free from limited bondages that you have even just in the form of thoughts. Become free from the bondages and liberated in life like Father Brahma. Become liberated in Brahmin life, not in ordinary life. Celebrate this year specially as the elevated Brahmin life of liberation. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004. Baba is telling very good thing here. Baba is telling that Baba Dada has seen something very amusing, very entertaining. What is that entertaining thing? Baba is receiving some news that some children say that why my name is not included in this? Why my name is not included in particular thing? For example, in meeting, for example, in candle lightning, for example, in conference book, for example, in welcoming somebody, for example, sitting on the dais. Why my name is not included? Why my name is not taken? So Baba is asking a counter question. Why don't you ask why my name is not included in Hey Arjuna? Rather than saying why my name is not included in this, my name should have been there in that book. My name should have been there in what? In the list of speakers. My name should have been there in the list of Maharatis. My name should be there in the list of meeting we said. And? No. This is the negative points. Meeting in front of Bab Dada. Why I was not called on the stage and what else? Speaker. We told that. Speaker. During festivals. Why we were asked to sit at the back? Why not in front? Why my opinion was not taken? My idea was so good, but it was not included. They did not think about the idea which I gave. So Baba is asking a counter question. Ask what? Why my name should be? What thoughts reach Bab Dada? My name should also include. Am I less? So the why is your name not included, is not mentioned in Hey Arjuna? Hey Arjuna means the one who takes initiative. Oteso Arjun, the one who takes initiative. Why you don't think that your name should be included in this? Why you don't think that your name should be included in the list of intense Purusharthis, intense effort makers? Rather, you should be worried about this rather than in all this petty, in this small, limited things of this world. Somebody might go on the stage and take, one brother was telling, it's a routine for me, I just go on the stage and take toli from Bab Dada. It's just like it has become like karobar. It's like become like daily tasks. I asked, what is your experience? He said, what experience? Nothing. Just go take the toli and come back. Finish. No question of any experience. So that is just routine sort of things. The question to be asked is, why my name should be where? In the list of intense Purusharthi, one. My name should be there in the list of Tyagis, in the list of Tapasvis. Better to ask this question. In the list of those who do powerful Amrit Vela. This will motivate you to do intense Purusharth. In the list of those who are practical examples of spirituality. In the list of those who are really following Father Brahma. So this should be there. This is such a good point. Where my name should be there. One is, we are saying that my name should be here or there or there. Baba is just rejecting all of that. And Baba is bringing out a new question. Think that your name should be included in the list of those who are Arjuna. This is one thing. Second thing which he said is about royal form of I. Baba has always talked about I. The different forms of I. So here Baba, there are three forms of I. One is gross form of I. Second is subtle form of I. And third is royal form of I. Gross form of I is it's body consciousness, complete body consciousness that includes attraction for all the vices. So that is the gross form of I. Second is subtle form of I, which is so subtle, we can't even see it. But it is there. It is there because it arises only during circumstances. When ego is hurt, when you are blamed, when you are accused. Suppose somebody comes and says, you have done it, whilst we don't know that we haven't done it. We have no knowledge about it. But still somebody abuses, somebody accuses, somebody offends. That time that I becomes so powerful that we want to defeat that person. Then we are not what we are usually. A calm, relaxed person. Suddenly that person gets infuriated, angered by every small things when he is abused. So that is a subtle form of I. And there is a one more third form of I. That is royal form of I. What is that? Kamlesh? Meena sister, what is royal form of I? I am in charge. Though I am not saying, but it is there all the time. Just as there is an example the other day I gave, Zen master Rinjai. He stayed with his master, with his guru for 30 years. And one day what he did, he went to the that classroom where they used to learn, and he went and sat on the seat of his master, his guru. His master came and he saw that Rinjai is sitting on his seat. So master silently, calmly went and sat down where Rinjai used to sit. So Rinjai said that for some time I just waited, and then he asked, did not you feel insulted? His master said, why I should feel insulted? You came to me as a student, from student, you become gradually, you have from what is known as in Hindi, chhatra, from that shishya, you became disciple, and from disciple, you became master. Now it's good that you are sitting there, now you take over all the responsibility, I am free. So that is the attitude. Otherwise, if suppose on your chair, somebody else sits, your junior, and you come, you open the door and see he's sitting, what is your reaction? If suppose that is the seat where you sit every day, and suppose some newcomer, for example, Sevadhari. Sevadhari comes and sits there. And then? Send a shock down your spine. So, we can't tolerate, we can't stand anybody like that. So that is the royal form of I. Though we haven't said anything, but that I is there, and that has raised its ugly hood, just as the snake raises its hood. So, that is one form. What are the other forms, Meena sister? Royal form of I. One is gross, one is subtle, and third is royal. Any? Yeah. To be egoistic about the speciality. If suppose you know particular thing, there are 10 people and you alone know how to draw a rangoli and others don't know. So you want that others should tell us, please come and draw. And then you will say, I'll see, I have no time. You will give few excuses. Like, okay, if I get time, I'll do it. But then again they will come, again they will pursue you, again they will plead And then you will say, okay, I'll see. So that is also pleasing. That is another about some speciality, about some cleverness, about some skill, some ability, which you alone have and others don't have. And you know that they are dependent on you for that particular thing. And you want them to come. And once you do that, then you want praises from them also. You do everything, I'll just come and do it. Okay. So that is speciality. Second, what are the third form of royal eye? I did it. Yeah, if I had not been there, this seva would never have been successful. I am very humble. Oh, this is a very different form of this thing. Once there were three students, they met. They were from three different gurukuls or three different spiritual institutions. So the first person, first disciple or first student from one spiritual institution said, our spiritual institution is the best. The other two asked, how? So he said, because the sort of discipline which is there in our ashram, in our gurukul, is the best. Nowhere in the world you will find such discipline as is there in our ashram. The second one say, forget. In our ashram, in our gurukul, you will find such purity, such brahmacharya, that everybody is having unbroken brahmacharya. And this is the best spiritual institution in the world. Third one said, just forget you, both of you. In our institution, everyone is so humble that we are the humblest people in the world. Nobody can dare to be more humble than us. This is also a royal form of eye of humility. Actually, that itself, what you can say, finishes or cancels the very basis of that speciality. Humility itself means nothing. I am not. And even to say that I am, that is not humility. Because dead body never says I am. When you die, it is, even to say I am not is not allowed. Dead body is not allowed to say that I am not. I am not means I am not. Just stay calm. So, about this thing, what are the other forms of royal eye? Royal eye. Ashok bhai, what are the forms of royal eye? I am good. I am very good. Nobody is like me. I have all the specialities. And Baba made me instrument. This is another form of eye. One is that I am instrument. But Baba made me instrument means Baba has not made you. It is indirectly pointing out to them that you have not been made an instrument. I am made an instrument. I have been made instrument to go to that particular place. If it is in India, it's okay. If it is outside, the ego inflates more. I am made the instrument by Baba. This is such a royal language of Brahmins that, but there is an I which is hidden there. I am made instrument and not you. Means I am more worthy than you. It means, indirectly means that. That is also a royal form of I. Then, what else? I am Madhuban Nivasi. I am very old. I know everybody here. I know everyone. That is about connections and relationships. I know everyone. Or I am very old. Or I am resident of particular place, whether center or Madhuban. Okay. That's a good thing also. But some, I saw, yeah, all this. But these are good things actually. But they can turn into ego also. Though these are very good things, one need to cherish this, nurture them, keep them in heart as a memory. That's good. But sometimes they take the form of ego. Like everybody is narrating something or other. One also feels to narrate that I also had so many experiences. Though they might not be true. You might mix many things in that, those experiences. You might add. You might make it more spicy. This is a habit of humankind. That's Mahatma Gandhi has written in his autobiography. The desire to exaggerate, desire to suppress or modify the truth is natural tendency of man, and that's why silence is necessary. What we do, we play with truth. Suppose Dadi has met and give us a story. The moment we explain it to other, we will say that Dadi gave me toli and Dadi gave me drishti and Dadi said so many words to me, while she just gave toli and that's it. But we are trying to embellish and decorate it and make it more and more, and to show that yes, I am so important. I am such an important figure. I am so VIP. I am so important. So this is all royal form of I. We are trying to please that I. We don't try to please the way worldly people do, but we try to do it in a spiritual manner. So this is also pleasing that I. This is also feeding that I. And that I, when we came, it was so small. Small letter I. Where is that?
Yeah.
When we came here, it was like this. And when we progress, now it has become like this. And it is increasing. It was a small I. Earlier when we joined the institution, that we are nothing, Baba, we got Baba, oh so nice. And then gradually we progressed and it turned into this much, capital I. And again we are progressing, it is becoming further, it is becoming, assuming gigantic proportions. Now we say that we know everybody here. I have connections everywhere, any center I know, all, they know me. This is another form of I. One is I know them, another is everybody knows me. Just take my name and go to Toli and take Toli. Whatever you want, tell me. So, this is the journey of I. Small I has become capital I. So, what you have to do is detect where is I. Diagnose where is I. Because diagnosis is necessary before treatment. Itis. In English there is a very good this thing. They say close your eye and open your eye. Close your eye and open your eye. Close your eye, capital I, and open your EYEI. This is what everybody has to do. So this is, I is a great journey. How to conquer I. How to go above I. Okay? So today everybody can churn on this. Om Shanti.